We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio American Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. The next guest in this edition is Larry Haas, former Director of Communications for then-Vice President Al Gore. He was also a spokesman for the Clinton White House Office of Management and Budget. Larry is now a syndicated columnist, and in his latest piece, he asked the question, who really cares most about the citizens of Gaza caught in the crossfire in the battle between Israel and Hamas? And Larry, thanks so much for being with us.
Nice to be here, Greg.
Let's start with Hamas, Larry. Their claim, of course, is that Israel is mercilessly pounding the civilian population. Israel claims instead that Hamas is using the people as human shields. What are the real facts here?
The facts show that it is as cynical an effort as you can imagine. They claim to speak for the people of Gaza, and yet they use the people of Gaza as, in essence, kind of disposable human shields. As you say, they hide themselves. They hide their munitions in civilian neighborhoods. They often wear civilian clothes. They want to blend into the civilian population. And in response to the thousands of rockets that Hamas has delivered over the border of Israel, terrifying thousands and thousands of people in the Jewish state, when Israel seeks to defend itself, it literally has to go in civilian populations to find the leaders and foot soldiers of Hamas, and that guarantees civilian death. But it is not the fault of the Israelis that this is coming about. It is the fault of Hamas, which wants those civilian deaths so it can parade those bodies before the global media and score a propaganda victory against Israel.
Let's turn to the UN now, Larry. They, of course, have been calling for a ceasefire from the get-go, but as you look over the years and even recently at their policy positions on this Middle East conflict, you contend their humanitarian concerns aren't quite as genuine as they would have us believe.
No question about it. From the General Assembly to the Security Council to the Human Rights Council to the other various agencies and experts in and around the UN, this international body is consumed with Israel. It focuses almost singularly on Israel by way of resolutions of condemnation and all the rest. They claim that Israel creates crimes against humanity, and yet they never seem to focus on where the true crimes against humanity actually take place, whether it's the genocide in Rwanda, whether it's the human rights violations in Cuba, whether it's the military junta of Burma. Somehow, those seem to all escape their attention, and they seem to claim that the world's biggest violator of human rights around the world is Israel, and it is really a laughable notion. But if the UN was really concerned about settling the conflicts in the Middle East, they would certainly approach it with a much more even set of hands.
When looking at the Israeli perspective and how they approach the war, what's the evidence that they care more than the others about what happens to the citizens of Gaza?
Well, unlike Hamas, which is looking to create civilian death, the Israelis actually try as best they can to prevent civilian death, or at least hold them down to a minimum. They warn the people of Gaza to stay away from Hamas. They warn them when they're going into different areas of Gaza that there is going to be a military operation there going after Hamas and that they should flee. Separate and apart from that, even though they are at war with the terrorist group that is running Hamas, they are providing food and medical assistance as best they can to get to the people of Gaza. It is not the responsibility of Israel to do that. It tries to go the extra mile to ensure that the people who are suffering through no fault of their own, they are suffering because of Hamas and the leadership of Gaza, that they try to relieve as much of the suffering as they possibly can. So here you have, on the one hand, a terrorist group that's running Gaza, that is setting all the conditions to encourage civilian death with the most cynical of motives, and on the other hand, a sovereign nation that is attempting to defend itself against thousands of rockets coming over its border, going into the territory of Gaza, and basically trying as best they can to prevent civilian death. It is eye-opening, and it is quite ironic in the extreme.
Larry, unfortunately, we'll have to call time there. As always, sir, it's great to have you with us.
Nice to be here, Greg.
Larry Haas is a former director of communications for then-Vice President Al Gore. He also served as spokesman for the Clinton White House Budget Office. He's now a syndicated columnist. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to Jim Roberts, our executive producer. And a reminder to get the best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day on our blog, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.